Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well.
So are you ready for this real talk?
Oh, yeah.
Good, so am I. Okay. Now let's get into it. What up, kinkers and kinkettes, and welcome to the very first episode of Kins of Kink, the show where everything and anything is related to kink. I'm your host, Aja Pearl. So today we're going to talk about being well endowed. Now, let's talk about the definition of being well endowed. Now, being well endowed is basically having more than the average amount. And examples of that is being well endowed in wealth, being well endowed in beauty, being well endowed in intelligence. But we're not going to talk about that. What we're going to talk about is being well endowed in the physical attributes. Now, for women, you can have big tits, you can have a fat ass, and dare I say, you could even have a fat pussy. Yes, that's right. You could even have a Garfield between your legs. Oh, yeah. And as for the men, well, if you are a guy who can run a one-man three-legged race on your own, this jam is for you. And speaking of which, my guest today can definitely go on and on and on and on and on about running a one-man three-legged race. In fact, he considers his relationship with his member a love-hate relationship. I'd like to know more about that. Please welcome my guest, Jason. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. So tell us about this love-hate relationship with your member.
Yeah, no. So it is something that there are positives and negatives. Some people, and I think, could say blessing or a curse, that comes with it. And so, the positives are great things. Negatives, of course, are not as good. So it's kind of a back and forth sort of relationship, I guess, I have with it. I was actually interviewed kind of regarding the negative side of it because a lot of times people don't think about the negative attributes that come with it. They always just think of the positive things about how amazing it must be and. It's something that a lot of guys like strive for. That's what they want. That's what they think women want. They think that's like a sign of, masculinity and virility. But it comes with its fair share of negative things. So, I've experienced the gamut, if you will, throughout my life. I'm 44 years of age, so I've kind of seen it all throughout the years since I first realized that I fell into that. Well, I'd be able to compete in a three-legged race by myself.
That is so funny you say that. Like, you are the very few guys that says, having a big dick is not what it's cracked up to be. Because I've met guys who would brag about, oh, I got a big dick and blah 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 blah, when in actuality they're actually average. But that's between me and you, as well as our listeners.
Yeah, no, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. This is your world, babe.
No, it's I mean, I'm honest about it. That's the thing. I think there's a lot of men who might brag about it and they're not exactly packing as much as they think they are. And so they, maybe they have a false sense of their own, I guess, where they kind of rank when it comes to size. The other thing too is I think there's a lot of misconceptions too. I think the idea of what's big and what isn't is kind of is skewed as well. So, I think average is a lot smaller than I think most people realize. I think it's like statistically just over like 5 inches or something when erect, like when hard. So, it's not as big as I think some people think. But with that said, I think there's guys who think they're bigger than they actually are, and so they want to brag about it, but don't actually experience some of the issues that I deal with.
Here's the thing, and this is speaking from
Yeah.
a woman's perspective. So, there are some women like myself love big dicks, okay? I'm not gonna lie. I love big dicks and I cannot lie, okay? but that doesn't mean that I don't like average dicks. Like,
right.
However, the average dick erects 6 inches. And a throat is goes 6 inches deep. Now, here's my here's the thing. If you there are some women who cannot take no longer than 6 inches. They're like, if I take longer than 6 inches, I'm gonna be in the freaking emergency room. You know right. what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And see, our perspective of a big dick is different from a guy's perspective of a big dick. Like guys think, and in terms of length, we think of in terms of girth. Okay, and you know, I find it kind of laughable that, you know, we have different views of a big dick, you know, but.
Girth gets overlooked. I think guys overlook that all the time. When it's always talking about having a big one, it's always how long it is. It's never about how thick it is.
Right.
And that's what really can do it for most women when it really comes to, you know, setting them over the edge.
Like I said, I've been with guys that are more that are well endowed in that area, and you know it feels like they like rearranged my organs, but I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. it's wild. Yeah, like there's some women who like can't take a big dick. Like yo, like dude, like. That's too rich for my blood. I'm sorry. But
I mean I've probably come across more women who wanted probably to run from it than were starting to salivate over it looking at it. So I can totally understand that. And you know, I have both I guess I'm fortunate or unfortunate to have both pretty significant length and girth. So I can say that you know, the length I can use a certain amount, you know, but the girth I can't do anything about. So that's always the limiting factor of the two. So it definitely I've noticed, you know, I can get, you know, the same reaction from a woman using maybe 4 inches, or, you know, it could be 4 inches or maybe 6 or 7 inches. You know, I get the same reaction because that girth is the same.
Right. And let me just say this, guys who have big dicks, now you know what we go through when guys look at us instead of listen. Like, let's just say I have big tits, which I do. Well, let me put it like this. I'm not a G or H, but I'm a comfortable C, teetering on a D. Okay. I forgot my train of thought. Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm teetering on a D, right? And you know, let's just say I was a double D and I'm trying to get my point of view to a guy. Instead of it being interested in my point of view, he's just interested on the view of my chest. I'm like, dude, my eyes are up here, you know? And I'm like, okay, I'm more than just a set of titties and I'm more than a fat ass. I mean, I appreciate you liking my attributes, you know, God gave me these. So I'm eternally grateful for him, but, he also gave me a brain, you know? And, I'm not saying that, you know, oh, how does it feel? Like, not like, I'm not trying to like be, you know, mean or, like, oh, now you know how we feel, but we share the same struggle, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We share the
same. I think, yeah, exactly. I think we both, yeah, I think women with big tits and guys with big dicks, we probably share a lot of similarities that maybe we don't all realize. Because, you know, you get viewed for that, kind of become objectified for that. People, like, immediately recognize you for that or use you for that.
Absolutely. So we've already covered like the love hate aspect of of being well endowed. I know I have. Tell us, when did you got discover that you were well endowed?
Yeah, so it was probably early on around, oh, I don't know, 14 or 15, like in high school, when you start like showering and you're in the locker room more.
Right.
I played sports growing up and kind of started showering at like 12 or 13, but a lot of the guys didn't, so you really didn't see anything. And then when in high school, gym class, it was required. So everybody had to like shower and you start noticing that. Nobody really said anything because I think everybody was afraid of being caught at looking at other guys' dicks. But there was, the way the locker room was set up, and I had it at the end of the day that year. It got really hot in the locker room because of all the showering. So there was this door that we would prop open that kind of exited outside because it, like, say the football team, they had to go out through a game or practice. That's how they'd get out easily. We'd prop it open to cool it down. Well, kind of across from that door was another door, which was the other locker room, which was the girls' locker room. And they figured out that we were propping it open, so they start looking in. And I think it was probably like two or three of the girls that were in my class like looked over, saw me. And then as soon as that they saw that kind of like rumor started spreading around. And just from seeing the other guys, but then also realizing how it spread around amongst like the high school, I realized, oh yeah, I must be in like a different sort of category. And because porn wasn't like, it wasn't like the internet. Like, I'm 44, so this was like the mid-90s, right? The internet wasn't a thing where you could go on look at porn all the time. You had to find like a magazine or a video or whatever. So you didn't really have a really good idea. So yeah, it was kind of eye-opening for me. It was like, whoa, okay. And then the ride kind of went from there.
So for me, it was my butt, and it started when I was 12 years old. And let me just say, when I was 12 years old, I was going to Catholic school. So very unusual, right? I'm in Catholic school and I turn around in my desk and a guy, one of my classmates, who was a guy, that said, "Damn, she got a big butt." I'm like, "What?" I did not, I had no clue that my ass was so big. And then since that time, this is actually an interview, so just listen in. Whenever I go up to the desk, I would look up, I would be petrified because all I would hear is snickering and giggling from behind me, because the guys would, it was said that I had a big butt. And I'm like, okay. But it wasn't a bad thing for me. I pretend that, like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. But in the inside, I was like, oh my God, I'm so flattered. I was flattered that I had a that guys were noticing my body, because
Yeah, it's kind of.
I didn't like my body at all. I mean, I was flat on top, and now that I thought I wasn't even much to look at the bottom. And then, I, like I said, I was 12 years old. And as I got older, it's more guys started to notice my body, and they started to notice my behind. They started noticing my ass. And as I got older and had more kids, well, had my kids, my tits began to get bigger and bigger. And then guys started to notice my tits. And of course, when I lost my V card, guys would notice, like, "Whoa, what you got? But which what kind of party you got going on between your legs?" I'm like, "Yeah." So I guess in my case, I hit the trifecta: big tits, fat ass, and a fat pussy. A lot of women, as well as men, can definitely relate to what we are going through. I mean, I guess, in our case, we're 40 plus, and it's like, you know what? It is what it is. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, yeah. But at the same time, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right. Oh yeah, same here. I mean, it took a while to become used to it and kind of accepting of it. For me, then once you get to that point, it's very freeing because then you don't worry about it, and then you actually control it differently. Like, I'll let people, I don't want to say use me for it, but I'll allow how far something I'll let somebody take, right? Like, now, you know, back when I was younger, I just liked the attention, and most of it was probably positive attention. It was probably kind of negative, but, you know, you wanted the attention. So as I've gotten older, I've realized, I don't need all that attention. Like, I'll let those people in that I want. And that's kind of where I've, you know, it's taken me to some interesting areas too. So that, I have to admit, like, you know, some things I'd probably never thought I'd be a part of, like being involved with like married couples and things like that.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
So I've been involved with four married couples, being included as like a third. And they were for, two of the four were actually kind of long-term ones too. The first one was quite the learning experience, and was not the best experience, but it is what it is. I guess popped my cherry for that, being with a married couple. And then the second one was pretty long-term. I was actually a birthday present for his wife. The scenario, he was older, like about 20 years older than her. And he was in his early 60s. So she was in her early 40s. He was struggling with, ED, erectile dysfunction. Oh. And he knew, you know, like, he wasn't able to do things for her. And she was, you know, I think 40. So she was like kind of in like that age, you know, like mid 30s into like mid 40s, like women go through like this, most of them get exceptionally horny. And
I know I'm in that stage right now.
You know it perfectly, right? So he recognized this, and I had played some like hockey with this guy, and so he'd seen me in the locker room and showers, and we just would casually chat. It probably took him a couple of months to work up to actually ask me, and I agreed. And yeah, so essentially I was a birthday present for her, where he took her to this like a hotel, had like a suite, and she was blindfolded, and I came in, and then we had fun that evening. But it continued on for quite some time. Like, actually I'd go over to their house, have dinner. Like, it was an interesting relationship. And then they eventually moved down to Florida. They moved down south, and so it ended then. But, it was because he recognized he wasn't able to, you know, provide her with what she needed. And he was also, I think he was man enough to first off admit that. And then was like, you know what, might as well find an option or some sort of solution to that. And that's where I stepped in. And then the third one was, they were both kind of exploring. They're watching a lot of porn while they would have sex, and they realized that a lot of the porn that they watched, actually the majority of it that they watched, involved male performers that had like the huge dicks. Mm-hmm. And so then they started talking about it, and he had he's like, you know, it'd be fun to see you with a guy. And I was actually doing some stuff at an art studio for private wine and paint parties.
Oh, nice.
And she happened to be in one of the groups, and I don't remember her in the group. She was probably pretty quiet, and, you know, from a physically, like, she wasn't like the most attractive woman in the world. Like, so there was nothing I really go, oh yeah, I remember her. But she contacted the studio, and the owner asked if it was okay if, you know, she gave her my contact information. I said, yeah, sure. So they reached out to me, and I met with them, and then we started, kind of a relationship, that involved, it was actually all three of us were involved, where he and I both took turns having sex with her. Usually he would finish pretty quickly. He was also, so it was like the other end. He had I guess you would consider a micro penis. So he was exceptionally small. Maybe, you know, 3 inches at best, if he was a little over maybe. So it was a significant difference for her going to me, and it continued. And she actually, it got paused during the pandemic, but then we picked it back up again. And she actually, during that time, got he got her pregnant, and then we decided to continue it through that. So that was also entertaining or interesting experience going through her pregnancy, continuing the arrangement. Because at some points towards the end, like in the third trimester, he didn't even come close to being able to like reach to penetrate her. So like I was came in even handier for that. So yeah, that was a really interesting, it was actually very, I was flattered that they invited me into that, you know, while she was pregnant too. I mean, that's a pretty,
yeah.
I mean, that's a big kind of ask. So
that's,
that was, it kind of opened the doors to that kind of things. Or those kinds of things, I should say.
Hello? You,
yes? You have a question?
Yeah, can I talk?
Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I saw that you were talking about things like this, and I struggle with a small penis, and then I was wondering if there is any way to increase penis size. Do you know that or not?
You want to take this, Jason?
Yeah, sure. So I was interviewed for an article that was in the Business Insider, and the journalist actually interviewed a urologist, kind of just talking about penis-related things. And there is actual surgeries. I don't know how successful they are. I think it kind of varies. And I mean, that's what exists from a surgical standpoint. I would probably consult a urologist if that's something you were looking at. I mean, I'm not a medical professional, obviously, so I can't tell you definitively if anything works, but it has very mixed results from what I understand. And I don't know if it actually lengthens. I know this particular urologist works on increasing the girth by putting in injections. So, I would probably consult a urologist if I were you.
Well, I have done that before, but the doctor told me that there is no way to increase the size. And actually, mine is 4 inches. Do you think it's small or not?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not much smaller than that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of sizes that work, right? I don't know, Aja, if you want to like step in too, but that's what we were just talking about. It doesn't, you don't have to be enormous to provide pleasure to somebody.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So from a woman's perspective, you know, as a woman, you know, average is just perfectly fine, you know, or not, you know, this concept, this perception of women loving big dicks. Now, like I said before, I love big dicks and I cannot lie. However, I also love average size dicks. You know, there's nothing wrong with having an average size dick, you know, as long as you can give pleasure to your partner, that's all that matters. And it's not just intercourse. Intercourse isn't just the only way to give your partner pleasure. There are other ways to give your partner pleasure. But if you wanna talk to a doctor about your penis size, then you know I would say go for it. But as a woman, we don't look for height, we don't look for length, we look for girth. So like I said, if you're not happy with your penis size, you know, consult with a doctor. But you know, women are perfectly fine with average.
Do you think 4 inches is average or not?
It's average.
Are you sure?
I mean, did you measure yourself?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I guess you guys are from United States, but actually I'm from Iran. In Iran, it's centimeters. We don't work with inches. Oh. I calculated on the calculator and it told me that 10 centimeters is 4 inches.
Okay. Okay. Well, the average size is, well, I know in our country, the average size is 6 inches.
Like, yeah, I think globally, it's just over 5.
Yeah. But like I said, I would consult with a doctor about the length as well as the girth. I would get more of a doctor's opinion because we're not medical professionals. I would say you're better off getting more accurate information from a medical doctor about this issue. But I will say this, like I said before, there are other ways in pleasuring your partner besides intercourse.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's yeah, all kinds of different ways.
So
Yeah, I guess thanks.
I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, it was. Let me tell you one more thing and then I'm done. My English is not so good, so I didn't understand the few words you told. You said that women don't care about the heat or about lengths. They care about, I don't know what. What was it? Can you repeat it?
Oh, I said the girth. And what I mean, the girth is the thickness of the penis.
Can you type the girth so I can Google Translate it?
I don't know where to type it, but do you could I spell it for you?
Yeah, you could.
Okay, so is G
Okay.
I R
Yes.
T H.
H. Okay.
Girth.
Girls.
Yep. Yeah, it's essentially the thickness, yeah.
So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, so now that we talked about the love-hate relationship about being well endowed, I want to get into plus size and being well endowed. And I don't think people know that being plus size is and being well endowed go hand in hand. What do you think, Jason?
I think, yeah, yes, I think for women, definitely. Because, typically somebody, it's ass and tits, right? And those things get affected by, what you're saying there. I think for men, it's always talked about, dick size, which I don't know, like somebody's weight or whatever can affect that, due to the, what's called like the fat pad. But, I don't know. Like I wouldn't say it is, there's a direct correlation between like dick size and like how somebody's stature as far as a man.
I will say this. From my experience, big and tall men are definitely well endowed. Big and tall men, big tall men, they're definitely well endowed. And but you don't know that unless they're wearing certain clothes
Right.
or if you're about to be intimate with them.
True.
Now,
Yeah, it's tough to tell.
right. Now, as a woman, it's a little different because it don't matter how big she is on it don't matter if she's tall, it doesn't matter if she's average height or petite. If you see a huge set of knockers and a caboose, then you can tell she's definitely well endowed.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And for decades, I should say, we've always shine a spotlight on the skinny on the skinny woman. I guess why is that? Do you know?
I think a lot of it, is it's like what's image, what's out there. It comes with like modeling and you see ads and things like that. That's what's out there, and that's what I think people they assume is that's what's desirable and what's wanted.
Right.
Whereas if you talk to most guys, they're going to want some meat on their women, on their bones. They don't want a rail thin woman. I personally don't find rail thin women to be attractive. I also worry that I'm going to break them because, when my legs. Yeah, exactly. Like my appendages, but it's like a forearm. You don't need somebody where, usually I'm wrist thick. I don't need to be ankle thick on a woman. So, I think it probably just stems from that. A lot of it's advertising and what is pushed and that what people see.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we see it everywhere. The skinny woman is the most desirable, or she's skinny and she's got big boobs and a big butt. That's desirable. But I'm talking from a perspective where before body positivity, where we accepted everybody no matter what size they were. I'm speaking from that perspective. I remember in the 80s, I went, because I'm an 80s baby, growing up in the 80s, the thing was aerobics.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, aerobics was a thing back in the 80s?
Yeah, like Jane Fonda had like videos and yeah.
Exactly. Getting in shape, being fit. It was all about being slender because that was attractive. If you were plus size, then you were put in these ugly clothes and you were looked at as unattractive and blah blah blah. And it went on like this in the 90s. And then when it hit the 2000s, it was like, hey, enough of this. Plus size women have a lot to offer. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I was looking at Love and Hip Hop Miami, the very first episode, right? And mm-hmm. it was a woman on there. Her name was Kiara. She was at that time she was a rapper named Gunplay's girlfriend, and Kiara was a plus size girl. To me, she, in fact, let's not. I'm not even going to say the word plus size. I'm going to say voluptuous. I think that is a beautiful word, voluptuous, because it sounds desirable and even delicious, voluptuous. So Kiara was very voluptuous, big tits, and oh my goodness, like her ass was so big, she could serve a family of six on that ass. Okay. The woman was beautiful. She was absolutely beautiful. And
I'm going to have to look her up.
Yes. Yes. Her name, if you see Miami, Love and Hip Hop Miami, she was absolutely gorgeous. Now, here's the thing. Kiara thought that this girl named Miami Tip was being too friendly with her boyfriend, Gunplay. And then come to find out, Miami Tip was like, hey, I ain't interested in him. I'm interested in you. She's like, what you talking about? She's like, I got what you need. She's like, and you can see the look on Kiara's face. Like, she was just taken aback. Like, whoa, really? Like, I don't even know how to take this. Like, okay. But it worked out fine. But yes, we really need to give voluptuous, curvaceous women more than their flowers. Let's just give them a car or something. I mean, and then another voluptuous woman is Bebe, the singer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know. I can't say her last name. I just know her as Bebe. Now Bebe put on a lot of weight, but you want to know something? She looked so beautiful, especially when she went to the awards recently. She had on this
The Grammys,
the Grammys. She had on this black dress and she looked very dramatic and dynamic. And I'm looking at I saw the post on IG. And I'm looking on IG and some of the comments on IG was like, oh, she, why She is like she's getting bigger and bigger every time I see her. She needs to hit the gym and blah blah blah. I'm like,
Yeah, the IG comments, you can't, I don't know. There's so many people out there just that troll, and I mean, I'm on there, and it's, you know, I've actually set mine to private because, you know, the people that are out there are just nuts.
They are, and it's not just that. They don't have nothing better to do.
That too, yeah.
Come on now. Like, and then furthermore, Bebe even is not even thinking about you. Not even on Bebe's radar to even do
Oh no.
that. You know, and I'm sure she has her account on filter, so she doesn't have to deal with the negative
She doesn't see
comments.
any of that. Yep. No, she doesn't see any of that.
Yeah.
Nor should she.
And she shouldn't. You're right, she shouldn't. But yes, we should give voluptuous women, even voluptuous men, their credit, because they are definitely well endowed. I mean, I'm not looking at a snack, I'm looking at a all you can eat buffet, you know?
I'm giving them my third leg salute.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Yeah, but being well endowed, it does make me feel proud. It makes me stand tall a little bit. And who doesn't like the attention? As long as it's positive attention,
Yeah.
you know, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bring on the positive attention, you know.
Yeah, usually it's pretty positive for me these days. You know, I do have instances where, like, I mean, I don't think I've explained, but it's like when I'm soft, it's like 7 to 8 inches when I'm soft, and it's pretty noticeable in pants, and where it doesn't matter what kind of pants, and people will look, but you know, I haven't heard really too bad of comments in a while. I did have a woman once at like Target, like scoff at me and say, how could you be like that in public or something? And I'm like, whatever, lady. But yeah, you know, whatever.
Well,
I take it. Nowadays, I don't care. I'm like, you know what? I'm comfortable who I am, and seem to be popular at the nude beach, so I'm fine with it.
hey,
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I was in Europe last year, and I was in Italy at a nude beach, and I don't know, I think it was a German couple came over, and they took a picture with me, so I'm sure I'm in their like vacation photos or some funny story that they've been telling everybody back home.
nice. But I think that woman was people like that. I think they just flattered, like, ooh, like it's so big. Oh my God. Like, yeah, that's what I think.
Well, she thought I was hard, like in public. And I wasn't, but she thought I was. If I actually, I kind of said to her, I go, if I, you'd know if I was. And because, yeah, I mean, so, but I think that was what her problem was. And you know what? Whatever. She can think that. That's fine. I'm not worried about it anymore.
I think she was turned on. She didn't want to admit it. I think she was turned on. I
Oh, that's definitely what it was.
think come on. I mean, like, yeah, she was definitely turned on. Because otherwise, why would she like point it out to you? That was her way of be like, that was her way of saying, what you packing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of women, I mean, I have lesbian friends too that are intrigued by it. It doesn't mean that that's what they're interested in and that's what
course.
they're going after, but it definitely, people are intrigued by it, sort of fascinated. And it's fine. Like, you know, if you're interested, that's cool. I don't mind. Like, I know it's different. I know it's not the norm. Like, you don't see it all the time, so I'm perfectly fine with it.
Well, I could say that I am. It what's so funny is that when I was young and you know being admired for my donkey, I'm like I would you know how teenagers around 13, 14, even 12 would look in the mirror and examine their bodies, like, okay, if I stand this
Yeah.
way, is it bigger this way? Is it this bigger this way? I would like look at my boobs and like, God, like, why are they so small? And why am I so big at the bottom? Am I a freak? And you know, being so self-conscious of my body. Now, after I had my children, is, well, I will say that before I had my kids, I was a B. After I had my son, I was a C. And I'm like, and I was just happy with my new set of boobs. Like, I could, like, you couldn't tell me nothing. Here I am.
It's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, it's interesting how they can grow and get lows, can grow and get larger as time goes on, right? And especially something like that, it's going to affect them, you know, with pregnancy and, you know, that'll definitely do it. Like, I think I, my dick's grown maybe, so I don't know, since maybe I was 19, I think that's, it's been as big as it has been since I was 19. So like it's just, I don't know. I just find it interesting that I pretty much haven't changed at all. And I don't know if it will. They say they're supposed to get smaller the older you get, but so far I don't think that's happened.
Well, if you by chance ever get smaller, chances are you'll be average.
I'd probably still be probably more than average, even if I do get smaller, but that's fine. Maybe I'll get below double digits. I don't know.
Hey, you never know. I think in my case, I'm just going to get bigger and bigger, but that's okay.
That is okay. Yeah.
I do know that, you know, with my boobs, with my tits, I can't wear a shirt without a bra because of my nipples. And I know that there are some women who have that same problem. Like, my nipples are like doorknobs. I cannot.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about high beams. Okay. Like, I can't even turn them down. I can't. I gotta wear a bra because it's like boing, and I'm like, no, I'm not trying to get that kind of attention.
Well, and they make those that you can put over them too, that kind of smooths it out in like a shirt or a bra, like the appearance as well.
I think they have like the built-in bras, the shirts with the built-in bras in them.
Okay.
But even with some of those, it doesn't work because they can still see the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how powerful my nipples are. Is
oh wow.
Yeah.
Cutting glass.
Yeah. Oh my.
No, the underwear.
Huh?
Yeah, underwear. No, underwear is an interesting one too, because that's something that I struggle with a lot too, and it's, you know, still trying to find the perfect pair. I will say it's funny. There was this. I bought this pair from Jockey that were, they were designed, they were supposed to have a larger pouch in them. So they would, the way they were cut, they would actually kind of open up. It was the opening, you know, a lot of like men's, like, have you ever seen like briefs? They like have that weird thing you can open up and pull your dick out. Apparently you're supposed to, I don't know. It's some stupid, I don't know if anybody ever uses it, but whatever. That's beside the point. These are like boxer briefs, and they had the pouch had this, it would be kind of parallel to the ground, this opening that would it would expand and open the larger you are. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had this pair, and it was so, the opening was so big that if I had to, like, first off, fold my dick to keep it in the pouch. But
oh, that's crazy.
If I like did anything more than a vigorous sort of like walk, it would flop out depending on the type of pants I had or get in a weird position. So I actually sent a picture of them to Jockey, to like their support center, to like complain about them. And I got three responses in like no time from like three of their service reps, which was pretty funny.
Wow.
And Samantha B was very helpful. She told me that it's unfortunate, the problem that I have, and she doesn't think there's any type of brand that they had or design or whatever style that they had that would work for me. But she kept emailing me every couple of months, just checking in on if I had any needs or anything. So that was kind of funny.
Checking in, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure that picture made it around the support center at Jockey. So yeah, that was pretty funny. I have to admit,
I bet
three responses like within seconds.
I bet your dick was like the talk of Jockey.
Well, I hope, if it was, I hope they come up with a different design. Of course, I'm kind of a small market, you know, so they're not going to make a whole line just for me. Well, maybe if there was enough guys like me that complained about it, then they would.
Like I said before, there are some guys that love having a big dick, and you would be the minority where it's like, I have a love-hate relationship with my dick. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love it. Like, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want to be smaller.
Right.
But there's just the problems that come with it. And I understand it. I now laugh at it and I just kind of work with it. But I guess I could tie it in a knot to keep it a little bit out of the way. But, you know, that might be uncomfortable.
Yeah. I couldn't even buy these two broke heifers to save my life, to like bind them together. Cause I can't like even press them like to make my chest flatter. I couldn't because they just bulge out like cheese. Like I sometimes think they have a mind of their own, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And they're up there too. They're like right up in front too. So it's not like you can hide that. Like me, mine's like a little lower down. People have to kind of look down to see it. Plus I have a seamstress who works on some of my pants for me for like dress and business pants. So I got some tricks up my sleeve, but there's not much you can do.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, I guess we just have to live with it.
Yeah.
It's our burden. It's our burden to carry.
Yeah. It's our cross to bear, but you want to know something? Like I said, I've gotten negative responses as well as positive responses. Like, at one time I was working in Macy's and I was wearing this dress, this plain black dress, and it shows all your shape, and I just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore it one day, and on my way out to go home, I saw my coworker, and he said, "Girl, you know what you were doing when you were wearing that dress." I said, "What do you mean?" He was like, "Because I can see your donkey all over that dress." I'm like, and I couldn't help but to blush because I'm like, "Oh my God!" And mind you, this is coming from a gay guy. Okay.
Yeah.
This is coming from a gay guy. He was like, You knew what you were doing when you wore that dress. He's like, "Because your donkey is out there." I was like, "Oh wow. My God."
Yeah, you weren't trying. I mean, that's just what you have. Like, you probably weren't trying, but I mean, you were aware that, yeah, it was probably showing, but it's just, you have it. Like, what can you do? Right.
Yeah. And sometimes
but I could see that being kind of,
yeah,
kind of having to blush at that.
And you want to know something? It's like the saying goes, if you got it, flaunt it. So I guess I felt like flaunting it on that day.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do it. Like, if I don't do it often, but I might go in some, go to like Target or somewhere in some gray sweats with no underwear on and just go there. I don't do it often, but I have done it before. And it's, you know, it's nice. Kind of get the attention.
I
think, might as well flaunt it, right? Yeah. Like, have fun with it. Why not?
Why not? And you want to know something? It's a good thing you mentioned gray sweats, because I think gray sweats is becoming more and more popular.
Oh yeah,
they may even write books about a guy in his gray sweatpants. Or just say,
oh, I'm sure there's a book out there already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a story, at least.
Yeah. Or Mr. Sweatpants or whatever. Mr. Sweatpants or something. I saw an
eye. Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I have these gray joggers, a couple pairs of gray joggers. I think on my TikTok and actually on my Instagram, I had these gray joggers I bought at Costco. And I actually tagged Costco in, I think, the TikTok. And it got a lot of views like right away. And I think TikTok pulled it or something because the Costco tag.
I said TikTok is such a downer.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, I wasn't, whatever. I thought it would be funny to tag Costco. And so it's, you know, I kind of was moving my leg and it was, you know, flopping a little bit. And, I thought it'd be kind of funny. And it, like I said, it took off for a little bit and then it just died. So I think TikTok said, nope, I can't go. But, oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gray sweats or joggers are popular.
Oh yes. I bet you X or Twitter probably wouldn't have banned you, trust me.
No, yeah, you're probably right. I did get banned on IG once, and so I ended up, that was such a hassle, and it was so dumb too.
Yeah,
So I just kind of play it safe with stuff. That's why I just kind of do fun posts, post objects to have people guess if it's if the object's longer or shorter than my dick, stuff like that.
I think that's
Have some fun with it.
I think it's fun. I'm like, I think, in fact, I think I did it with, I think I did it with you at one time. Yeah, I did it with you one time, and I think I measured it wrong, but yeah, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, that's yeah, that's right. I can't remember what you had. You had something. It was because that's what I've been doing now. People have been sending me stuff, and then they'll measure it or they'll send me how like how long it is. And then yeah, I'll post on Monday. I'll put the object up, and then on Friday I'll answer it. So I can't remember what it was. You had something. You oh, it was like a Gatorade bottle or
Yeah,
something. I don't remember
it
now.
was like a Gatorade sports bottle.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I looked it up, and I want to say it was. I want to say the bottle was shorter,
Yeah, I think
but I can't remember.
you said the
I can't
bottle was
remember.
shorter than your dick. It was shorter than your
Yeah.
dick. But then when you
Yeah.
told me you was like 10, what did you say? You were like 10 and a half inches. I was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah. Well, I'll round up 10 and a half. No, it's like 10 and a quarter. You know, that quarter inch has
That
made a
is
major difference, but.
still big. Like, oh my, like for me it's like, oh my God, like rearrange my organs, you know.
Yeah, well, I always joke. So I joke, and it's actually true. But I make it because it's like a it kind of gives people perspective. But it's long as long or longer than most women's forearms, and the wrist it's thicker or as thick as like most women's wrists because it's almost it's pretty uniform. It's almost 7 inches around. So that's the that can be the trouble spot for a lot of people. Is the thickness. But it's funny in the interview that I had done, I was surprised that they actually used that in the interview. They were talking about the forearm and stuff. I was like, oh geez. I just said it as a joke when I was talking with the journalist, but she actually put it in the story.
Oh yeah, the forearm. Maybe I should incorporate that in my writing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows how big their forearm is.
Oh yeah. But they trying to have like a they're having this BS campaign of banning taboo books. I'm like, whatever. I'm gonna keep
Oh,
writing.
really?
Yeah, I'm like, look, whatever. I'm gonna keep writing my shit. I don't care. I don't care. It's just
Where are they trying to ban it?
they're trying to ban it on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I know a couple writers and they've had some issues with Amazon, yeah. I think it's been kind of going on for a while.
I mean, it's total BS. And I'm like, if you're gonna ban the taboo books, you might as well tell other brands to get rid of your vibrators, get rid of your ball gags, get rid of your floggers, get rid of your shackles, get rid of your collars, get rid of anything that's pertaining to kink. That you might as well
That's
do
like the
that.
first step, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't know that we're just as strong, and we're gonna win this fight. Because people are not going to give up reading taboo because a few people don't like taboo. If you don't want to read it, put it back
Then don't.
and don't
Yeah.
read
Well, I think that's with anything. Like, if why complain about somebody doing something that's not hurting anybody?
it.
Just
Exactly.
don't look at it or don't, yeah. Instead, people want to complain about it. They got nothing better to do.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. They have nothing better to do. I mean, you've seen my stories. I'm all about supporting everybody. All my author brothers and sisters, don't matter what they are. But shoot, if you're gonna put me on the ban list, okay. 'Cause people are gonna still keep reading my books. In fact, it's gonna even be more attractive to the reader if I am banned.
Oh yeah. They're going to wonder why, and then they're going to search it out.
Yeah.
And it becomes more popular.
Well, we are about to wind down for this amazing interview.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Jason, for this intriguing, amazing, mind-blowing conversation.
Thanks. I feel honored. This is the first one, right? This is the first episode?
This is the first one. So
there we go.
You popped the kink cherry.
There we are.
Hey. All right. Yeah. All right, y'all. Thank you ever so much for tuning in to this wonderful conversation about being well endowed. There is more to come. My name is Aja Pearl. And remember, keep it consensual. Keep it safe, and always keep it kinky. Enjoy.